This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. In Libya, it's been a day in which the government of Muammar Gaddafi has been calling on protesters to turn in their weapons, and the government is offering rewards for those who inform on protest leaders. It's also been a day in which countries around the world are trying to rescue their citizens from Libya by air and sea. And in the eastern part of the country, it's been another day of freedom from Gaddafi's rule. Communication with that part of the country is not easy, but we have reached NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro on a scratchy phone line. She's been traveling along the Libyan coast. She is now in Benghazi, which was the center of the rebellion. And Lourdes, who have you been talking to today?
With General Suleiman Mahmoud. He used to be the head of all the eastern forces here in Libya for Gaddafi. He defected over the weekend, and he's now leading the anti-Gaddafi forces. He says that because there's compulsory military service here, most of the young men who are volunteering, and there are loads of volunteers, he says, coming in every day, already know how to use small arms, but they're training them in heavy weapons because they feel that's what they'll need to take Tripoli. When I asked him, when was this going to happen? He said, it's going to happen very soon. What we're seeing here is a lot of organization in the East, political, military, and they want to take Tripoli. They want the West to come and join them, and they feel that they need to help the West overthrow Muammar Gaddafi.
So you're talking to this General Suleiman Mahmoud, who says he will lead military forces against Muammar Gaddafi, a significant statement there. Let me ask one question, though. Does he have military forces to send? Because one possibility you could see in this situation is that the forces simply disintegrate.
Well, what we've seen is that the military here is extremely fractured. They basically joined the pro-democracy protesters in the East, and now we're having militias that are half military, half sort of young guys with guns, and they don't seem particularly organized. And I think what General Suleiman Mahmoud says they're trying to do now is to sort of whip these people into some semblance of an army. But it remains to be seen how effective they will be and whether they can get all these looted weapons back. I mean, we have gone down streets where we've seen anti-aircraft guns basically parked on the side of the road with young men sort of sitting around them. It's very unclear if they can actually be a credible threat against the Gaddafi regime. But there is a real sense here in the East. They started this revolution and they want to finish it. And they do feel that people in Tripoli need their help. And there is a sense that they don't want to be a breakaway republic. They don't want to be free Libya in the East. They want to have a free whole Libya that includes the capital, Tripoli.
Do you have a sense there of how much fighting and how much violence there was before Gaddafi's forces were driven away?
We have been traveling all through eastern Libya, and now we're in Benghazi, and everywhere we've gone, there's been a real sense of the violence that has taken place here. What we've seen is bloody battles in every city. Yesterday in Baida, the head of the hospital said that 63 people had been killed in the fighting just in that town. Of course, the number is much greater here in Benghazi, which is the second largest city in Libya and the scene of much of the violence against the protesters. So really quite bloody battles. People talking to me the whole time about what they experienced, what they saw. People here are now heavily armed as well. They are afraid that they might face retaliation if Muammar Gaddafi's forces manage to rally in Tripoli. They don't know what is going to come next, but they're preparing for the worst.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in eastern Libya. Lourdes, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And we should mention that forces loyal to Gaddafi are securing the area around Tripoli. They're setting up roadblocks. Witnesses say troops attacked protesters to the west of Tripoli.